Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts and considering the trade tariffs. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Recently, President Trump signed executive orders which placed 25% tariffs on goods that are imported from Canada and Mexico. The Canadian tariff includes a 10% levy on energy products that come from Canada. He also announced a 10% tariff on goods imported from China. The stated purpose for these tariffs is based on causing these countries to halt the flow of illegal aliens into the U.S. and also to stop the flow of illegal drugs crossing our southern and northern borders. China is catching their tariff because of the way in which it is believed that they are the source of the illegal drug materials which flow through Mexico to arrive here. Both Canada and Mexico have countered that they will take actions to shore up their respective borders to stop the flow of drugs and illegal aliens coming across into the U.S. Because of this timely attention, President Trump has said he will hold the tariffs from taking effect from both countries for 30 days. The downside for engaging in trade tussles like this is that American farmers and ranchers end up on the tip of the spear. With roughly $30 billion of ag products being sent to Mexico and 29% of trade goods in 2024 going from our country to our northern neighbor, those are some pretty big spears. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.